Juliet, and I'm 10 years old. With me is my mom, Mary.
Hi, I'm Mary, and I'm the mother of a 10-year-old and an almost 13-year-old, and I'm also a licensed marriage and family therapist.
Welcome to the Mini House Big Thoughts. The reason we named our podcast Mini House Big Thoughts is because we're recording in a mini house my dad built in the backyard.
The reason we added Big Thoughts is because these podcasts are about some of the things we've been thinking about.
The things you plan to think about are how to express yourself in a positive way.
These things might include vocabulary words, because the more words you know, the better you can express yourself. Organizational skills, because being organized allows you to find items that help you express yourself, like art supplies, writing tools, and more. And friendship skills, because we all want to have close friends.
Welcome to the Mini House Big Thought.
Our topic today is resiliency.
Our word of the day is resilient. Spelled R-E-S-I-L-I-E-N-T. It's an adjective and means to recover quickly from difficult conditions like illness, depression, or adversity.
We're thinking of this word because we just watched The Hunger Games, and the main character, Katniss Everdeen, had resiliency. She was living in a very difficult situation in a very difficult time, and through it, though it was very hard, she kept trying to make it right.
She was fighting for her sister, fairness, and what she thought was right.
Absolutely. And she had a lot of situations where she bounced back, she came back. Even when she was sad, she thought about her sadness and then moved forward, and she did the things that she needed to do to try to make everything better. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering, what are some ways that you think resilience might help friendships?
If someone messes up, they could bounce back.
That's true. Can you say more about that?
If someone, gets an argument, they could just bounce back and say, oh my gosh, I'm sorry, something like that.
So think about their behavior and think about what they've done and said, take responsibility for it and kind of get over it. Mm-hmm. And not dwell on it or be really sad about it.
Yeah.
So there was an example in Hunger Games where Katniss helped Peeta become more resilient. Do you remember what the things that she did that helped him be resilient?
She was reassuring it was going to be okay. She helped him remember who he was, and she was kind to him.
Yeah. So when he started getting confused about what was real and what wasn't real, she talked to him about who he was and the things that were important to him and helped him kind of remember those things. So that's something, that's a way that you can help your friend maybe be more resilient, that if they're confused or sad or depressed, well, first of all, they should talk to a caring adult about their feelings to get help that they need if they need a lot of help. But they can also, you can talk to them about them being a good person and what's important to them and things like that. Mm-hmm. If you were going to organize yourself to be more resilient, how would you do it?
I would find ways to remember who I am and what is important.
So like we just mentioned, you could talk to a trusted adult if you were feeling sad or blue or frustrated or...
Dejected.
Dejected, nice. Talking to a trusted adult or a friend would be helpful. But also there's this idea of a dream board. And I remember we watched a movie about Gabby Douglas, the gymnast. And she, in the movie, she had a dream board where she put some of her ideas, some words that were important to her, some dreams that she had, some ideas she had about who she was and how she was, and then she would look at that. Remember that? She would look at that board.
Yeah. Didn't they put a puppy up on there?
They did, because she wanted a dog. They did. I think that's right before we got our dog. So what are some things that you would put on your dream board if you had to put a board together about something that made you feel resilient?
Soccer. Like a soccer ball, maybe.
Okay.
And then a triple layer cake, because I want to make them.
So if you were going to put some words on your dream board that would help you remember the important things about who you are, what would you put on there?
I would put resilient.
Yeah.
And then kind.
Mm-hmm.
And also brave.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember why we came up with brave as a good word for you?
Yeah.
Do you remember why? Why is that?
Because when I got the tooth go through my lip.
Yeah, you had a horrific bike accident when you were three. Just turned three.
Mm-hmm.
And we were camping and you were riding your bike and you were going down a big hill. And you got the speed wobbles where the front handlebars go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and then they went sideways and you flipped over and flew and landed right in your face. Knocked out your front tooth and bit through your lip. It was horrible. Horrible, horrible, horrible. But within
2 days.
2 days, I would say, you were back to your toddler self, playing and laughing and smiling with this great picture of you with this huge scab on your face.
Holding a ladybug.
Aw, that's right. So even when you were scabbed and sore, you were brave. You showed that you could get better after something bad happened. And you showed your kindness with that little ladybug. That's very sweet.
I like the pudding.
The pudding you had at your auntie's house?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing about being... You did get to have pudding for dinner for a few days.
That was our podcast for today.
So today's word was resilient, and we talked about how Katniss Everdeen was very resilient and how she helped her friend Peeta remember who he was, and that helped him with his resilience. We also talked about creating a dream board for yourself so that you can remind yourself who you are and what's important to you, and that will help you with your resilience. And I think we've been very resilient today because we finished our podcast, and it's like 5,000 degrees here in the mini house today.
Thanks for listening. If you have any ideas or questions, email us at minihousebigthoughts@gmail.com and like us on Facebook, Mini House Big Thoughts. And if you'd love to hear our next episode, please subscribe.
Thank you.
Thank you.